The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We're your destination for electrical products. Keep yourself safe and protected with new GFCI outlets from Legrand. They're available in a variety of finishes. Now at Menards, save big on all Legrand outlets and dimmer switches. View our entire selection of Legrand products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the most useless thing you learned in school? You probably still remember, but you'll never use it. We were told we would. By the way, the hypocrisy of this is I still want my kids to learn all of these things that we learned that I will admit to you in this moment. Well, you got to learn it. That's part of the deal.
You do. You have to learn it because you don't know what direction your life is going to take. So you got to kind of learn a little bit about everything. I mean, you don't have to, but it helps you critically think a little bit. And some of it comes in handy. I've used way more from schooling than I ever thought I would, mostly because of this show and goofy trivia things that'll come up. Like, yeah. I didn't think I'd learn. If it wasn't for this show, I would have never used anything from chemistry. But it turns out a couple times it's been helpful that I knew who Niels Bohr was. Right?
Right? I suppose.
Yeah, so it's actually been pretty helpful.
All right, what's something that you were taught in school that is either not true or it has never been helpful for you?
I remember learning in like a math class how to balance a checkbook.
Yeah. I don't think anybody foresaw that that wouldn't be a thing.
No.
I think all of calculus, never used it, never thought about it. People on average do not use it.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, because I was advanced in middle school math, they put me in algebra in eighth grade, which most people in our school would wait until freshman year to take that.
Yeah.
And then by the time I was a senior, they were like, I guess we'll put you all in calculus two. Ooh. And I was like, I barely made it through calc one. Our teacher barely made it through calc one. There was a kid in my class who was super smart and really good at math. And he was taking calculus at the local community college because he was dual enrolled. And he would come in before school every day and teach our teacher what she was supposed to teach us that day.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that should have been a sign.
So
things weren't really working out well.
But then they had another class that was for all the kids who they didn't really know what math to put them in because they knew they'd fail in calculus. They put them in this thing called consumer's math where it taught them how to balance a checkbook, how to budget, how to do. I was like,
useful things.
That's the important stuff. Put me there.
Yeah. Yeah. I have felt a lot of pressure to take calculus and trig and go all the way through the highest. Mm-hmm. And then I got to college and they're like, if you major in this, you only have to take one more math class. And then they're like, do you want to take the hardest class you can? Is the next step of it. No. Give me math 203, which was the one that was above like math 055, which was for people that didn't finish high school really well.
Yeah. I think mine was in college. I had to take like MA 117 or 118 or maybe both of them, but that was it. We're like, same thing. Do you want to take more math? No.
I think I might have felt better on the day that I finished my last math class than I did on the day I graduated college. Like, I might have been more excited.
Oh,
because graduating from college was melancholy. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to see my friends anymore. Graduating from my last math class was like, see you later, numbers. Go to hell.
Boy. Yeah, you're right. Advanced math was pretty useless.
Yeah.
Like, I learned how to figure out F of X, and it took a page to do it.
The worst is now, like when both of our eighth graders are doing a lot of basic algebraic equations now. They're getting ready to move into that. And so they're like, hey, can you help me with this? And I'm like, yeah, I can tell you the answer. How do I show the work?
That's a great question.
I don't know, but the answer is 2.5.
Get away
Sounds
from
like
kid.
That's a you problem and not a dad stupid. Problem.
Yeah, that takes some pencil work on a paper.
Yeah.
So, no.
You should Get do it. It. Here's what I said at one point. You should do what they showed you in class. And they looked at me and they said, oh, really? And I said, yeah, that's not helpful, is it? And they said, no. And I go, well, my last class, your class where they told you how to do this was 2 hours ago. Mine was 40 years ago or 35 years ago.
Yeah. My issue with math was up through pre-algebra, I was great. Like, I remember pre-algebra, I aced it.
Mm-hmm.
So then they put me, I don't know, whatever. I'm assuming it was algebra one next. And I tanked. And my dad was a math teacher. So I had this great resource at home. But the problem was...
He hated you.
He hated me. And you have to, you know, the whole show your work thing.
Uh-huh.
But if you didn't show the work the way that the teacher wanted you to show the work, and my dad, like, every teacher has a different method.
Yes.
Right.
So my dad would explain it to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, that's simple. Okay, now I know how to do this. But I would show the work, and they wouldn't want to see that method. They wanted to see their own method.
Right.
Like, well, what the hell?
Damn it, man. No.
This text, I'm still waiting for the first time I will need to have a comprehensive knowledge that was drilled into me about the Dewey Decimal System, which they don't even use anymore, right?
No.
Yeah. Don't need it.
Yeah, that's an old person Dewey's writing gone. In.
Dissecting a pig. I don't remember what the hell I learned from that other than I didn't need to see the innards of a pig.
Yeah.
The hell? Basic Why did biology. I do that?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Look at how well-rounded of a person you are.
Yeah. What did I do that for? I don't understand. We also did a leaf project. Cool.
I had a rock project.
Yeah.
Mr. Markovic's rock project.
Mm-hmm.
This text. Yes, everybody's using that high level math, but I'm glad they didn't teach anyone to read a tape measure. That's a valid point. Some people really struggle. Like when you say,
that's true.
You know,
yeah.
5/8, they're like, I don't know what you're talking
How many
about,
little you know? Lines is that?
Yeah.
Or is that the medium line or the big one?
I just say it's about two little ticks away from the one that signals the half.
But before or after? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, before.
Before.
Okay.
Yeah, or very after. I don't know. I don't have a tape measure in front of me.
I mean, well, if it's 5/8, I guess it'd be after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know where
I mean, it depends
is?
On your tape measure. Some tape measures go all the way down to 30 seconds.
Oh, you know, tape measure alone could be its own class for a semester.
All semester?
Tape measures measure far more and do more than you realize that they do. I learn something new about a tape measure like every year. Where I go, wait, you can measure it with that? I go,
you do not.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Give me an example.
Like a few years ago when I wasn't aware, but lots of people would be, that the tape measure itself is like exactly 4 inches long. So you can use that.
So when you go into corners.
So when you're in corners,
I don't
do
things and I knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wow.
I didn't know that either.
This is a whole semester wasted on measuring a tape measure.
Another thing that a lot of people don't realize that's on at the end of the tape measure, where the flap comes down, there's a little slot and you hang that over a nail. You can do that. Like some people don't know that.
I thought you said there was going to be more things you can measure with a tape measure than distance.
But even,
so far, you're just telling me about gadgets and widgets.
Well, no, I'm not saying just distance.
Velocity.
But I mean, you can measure velocity.
What's the temperature, Hot Wings? I don't know. Pulls out the tape measure.
Yeah, the barometric
I just learned
pressure.
This.
But no, fancy tape measures can measure like in so many different increments that you don't even realize besides inches and centimeters.
This is a losing battle you're fighting.
It's amazing.
Throw up the white flag.
Maybe I'm the
only
one.
A semester on tape measure?
But if I ever watch a video where somebody's using a tape measure and it's centimeters instead of inches, I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Maybe we should have spent a minute on the whole metric system.
Yeah.
That might have been a good idea. This text, I was taught that the way to make strong passwords is to combine three random nouns. That was great until everything needed to be 16 characters or less with also a number and a keyboard symbol.
Yeah.
And
is that why when you get your Wi-Fi, the password's always like Snotty Sock 425?
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah.
Probably.
I bet it is.
They just go by that rule and they never stopped.
They're like, yeah, whatever. People like it. This text. Pretty much anything I learned about Mesopotamia has not come up in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it makes you good at Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
That's about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That and if you happen to be on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I really enjoyed learning about the lineages of queens and kings in England.
Mm.
That has super helped my all my careers.
Very relatable.
Well, especially since I loved those tests where you had to put them in order.
Yeah, and there were like four names that they used, but then it was like
Edward,
first,
James, George,
the second, the third, whatever. The fourth, the fifth.
Right. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to remember all of those. Yeah. Like, what's the deal with Henry the VII?
Yeah. Switch it up.
About Henry the VIII.
Where's Mark? Mark the first.
Yeah.
What about that time you spent learning to play Hot Cross Buns on the recorder? Have you had a chance to bring that back as an adult? Have you?
Oh. Well, that worked. Yeah. I mean, well, I went into band, so it worked for me.
It did work for you.
Yeah.
So. Eventually, I got so fed up with trying to play recorder that while the whole class was supposed to be playing a song, I would just like mouth like I was blowing into it, but I wasn't really.
You were lip syncing the recorder?
Yeah.
Oh, so you would have been screwed if they had put you on the spot. And like,
oh, yeah.
All right, everyone.
Pay attention. I just said the F word.
Yeah.
So used to it.
I stopped myself, but I had done the
it was enough.
The majority to panic.
Oh. That happened.
Yep.
They should have taught a class on that.
Yeah. On that too. Swear. Sailor.
How about the periodic table? That is such a useless thing that we were told we had to memorize.
Oh, at one point, you guys do trivia questions all the time about the periodic table.
Yeah, because we
the only thing it's good for.
The what am I got to use it?
The only reason I do that is because I'm like, yeah, I got to keep this alive.
I hate it. Because
at one point, we were told we had to memorize through like 112 or whatever.
Yeah, I think, we memorized it all too.
I made it a ways.
I don't remember most of it now. But
I think like the atomic symbol, I'm okay with that. But once you got into all those numbers, like the atomic numbers and
And when you got to the ones at the end where it's like, hey, we made up this element, then it's not an element.
Like, how many electrons were in the nucleus of the... Why?
Oh, yeah. This text, Chaucer's Canterbury Tales really gets my nads going during a hard work day. That's a valid point as well.
Nads going.
Yeah.
This text, my little sister never learned to read an analog clock, so every year I buy her an analog clock that runs counterclockwise and has everything but the numbers. You have to buy it for her, so she throws it away, and you're like, I got you another one.
Yeah, how old is your little sister? She didn't, like, figure it out on accident at some point?
Why do you got to buy her a gimmicky backwards clock? You said she can't read it. You could buy her a regular clock.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Just keep pouring gas on the fire. This text, junior year, we did a wildflower project. The teacher encouraged us to take a drive and pull over in the right of way to see what we can find. Talk about dangerous. Also, turns out picking wildflowers was illegal. That's what one of my classmates found out when the cop pulled up behind him. That's a dumb thing, by the way.
Yeah.
It should not be illegal.
Yeah, unless they weren't really wildflowers. They were in somebody's yard. You know they were.
That could be.
Yeah. That's not really that dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Howings, do you think you could do a full semester if you did 8 weeks on headlights and 8 weeks on tape measure?
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem.
Easy.
Can you host a free beer and Hot Wings version of Masterclass and see how many subscribers we can get to Hot Wings Tape Measure School?
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be a lot.
Let me tell you something. On TikTok, one of the best profiles that you can have is the, hey, in case your dad never taught you this, or hey, in case your brother never taught you this, or hey, in case your mom never had... did this, or if you never had sisters, here's this. I love
those
profiles.
Are great.
Yeah.
I love them because 9 times out of 10, when I'm like, I don't know how to use my weed whacker, I Google it and I'm like, how do you whack weeds? And then it's a TikTok video of Mr. Dad. And I'm like,
and it's always the most wholesome dad showing you how to sharpen the lawnmower blades.
Never people like me.
But he always starts out with that encouraging message, hey there, Kelly. Yeah. I see that you're here because you're not sure how to sharpen your blades. Well, don't you worry, because I'm gonna get you there.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be easy.
Because Dan the dad is gonna help you.
Yeah.
Yep. A guy who was born middle-aged.
Yeah.
And affable.
Yep.
This one. As an electrician, we have working space clearances, typically 36 inches, for all panels and the like. In order to teach the young apprentices, old dogs like myself have them hold their arms straight out and hold the tape with the other hand in order to show them the quick method of clearances. Then we let the tape measure pendulum into their nuts to teach them an important lesson about trucks.
Oh, so hold it out in front of them.
See, another thing you can do with a tape measure.
Yeah,
trick a dude into getting himself into clock weights.
Incredibly cruel and fun to do, I bet.
God, that's really funny, though.
Hey, guys, I just got up this morning for my job where I work at a factory, and I'm thinking a lot about half-lives.
Yeah, as one does.
I bet you are.